Union nurses at UVM Medical Center are hours away from a planned two-day strike. Negotiations are happening this afternoon, but nurses and the hospital administration have so far been unable to reach a contract agreement, and they've been in talks since late March. Joining me now to talk about this situation is UVM Medical Center's president, Eileen Whalen. Hi, President Whalen.
Hello, how are you?
Good.
Thank you for having me.
Sure. Well, so if an agreement can't be reached tonight and nurses do go on strike, what happens tomorrow for patients at UVM?
So the nurses have been talking potential strike since March, and so we have been preparing for the inevitable, obviously working diligently to avert a strike, but we have been preparing for quite a few months now, obviously ramped up those preparations over the last couple weeks. We've engaged with a consulting firm that specializes in this work, and we have moved hundreds of nurses into the city of Burlington. They have been going through a couple of days orientation and training. They will be on the floors, if perchance we cannot avert this strike, by 7 o'clock tomorrow morning, Thursday morning. The strike is a two-day strike, anticipated Thursday and Friday.
Yeah. You mentioned you're bringing in hundreds of temporary nurses. UVM nurses have raised concerns about patient safety. Is it really possible for temporary nurses who are not familiar with the medical center to provide the same level of care over these 2 days that your nursing staff typically provides?
We're bringing in the contingency nurses who do this for a living. They travel across the country, unfortunately. This is not unique to UVM Medical Center. They provide the high-quality care our patients and families will need. They're highly skilled professionals that specialize in stepping into hospitals in a moment's notice to provide patient care during a work stoppage. As I said, I personally toured through the training site yesterday, met with many of them. They have years and years of experience and are very excited and very anxious to provide that high-quality care that our patients deserve.
Well, as we've said, contract negotiations are continuing this afternoon. What do you feel are the odds that a strike can be averted at this point?
You know, this has been a very unique negotiation. It has not been similar to any we've done in the past. So the one thing I have been very clear about, there's nothing predictable. I can only suggest to you that we are absolutely very set on going in with an open mind, trying to be creative, to make sure that we can avert a strike, we can listen diligently to our nurses, and try to come to a fair agreement.
Well, these negotiations have, of course, been going on for several months. If this strike does happen tomorrow and you still can't reach an agreement, how long are you willing to let this dispute continue?
I don't want this dispute to continue past negotiations this evening. I don't think any one of us, the union or the nurses, do. So we will welcome our nurses, any nurse who wants to join over Thursday and Friday. They are welcome to come in. We are very pleased that many of our nurses have agreed to come in. As of Saturday morning, all nurses will be coming back to work on their shift, and we welcome that opportunity. We will continue to negotiate with our labor union and come to a fair agreement as soon as possible.
Well, are you concerned about any lasting damage, though, in the relationship between the nurses' union and the hospital here? I mean, will the hospital need to take steps to mend defenses, however this ends?
The hospital and our nurses, we all will have to take very intentional work to try to heal. We are starting that. We've been trying to do that as we've gone through this process because this is really hard. These are our friends. These are our nurses. These are our colleagues. These are our neighbors. These are our family members. And we respect their right to collective bargaining. And we think that this is a huge opportunity to build trust. So, yes, I'm very concerned about that. As is each and every one of my nurses, we'd like to see us come to a fair agreement and move on.
Just finally, members of the union have alleged that the administration in some cases hasn't been fair, saying that there have been times when posters about union organizing have been taken down in the hospital. I'm curious, what do you say to those allegations?
Well, there's very clear rules as to where posters can be, and if the posters aren't on the right spot, it is within the hospital's prerogative to remove them. But, you know, those are really silly little things. The really important thing is that we get to the table, we listen to each other, and we work collaboratively to rebuild trust and get to a fair agreement.
Eileen Whalen is the president of UVM Medical Center. Thanks for speaking with me.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.